This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Wildfire and other emergency response personnel will continue working during the federal government shutdown. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, they'll still be impacted.
In shutdown plans from the Departments of Interior and Agriculture, wildfire staff and other workers, including law enforcement officers, will be spared the furloughs faced by thousands of their colleagues. In some cases, funds are available to continue paying them. But Max Alonso with the National Federation of Federal Employees Union says not all are so lucky.
They have to work and still stress about how they're going to pay the bills.
2019 legislation mandates that workers receive shutdown back pay. Alonso says many federal workers live paycheck to paycheck. In a memo to federal agencies last week, the White House Budget Office told officials to prepare for possible mass firings during the shutdown.
One of my fears is that they are going to use this as an excuse to just get rid of as many people as possible.
Alonso hopes congressional leaders figure out a way to end the shutdown soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The evacuation of 179 inmates last month from the Rifle Correctional Center because of the nearby Lee Fire is one recent example of how climate change is affecting Colorado's prison system. CU Boulder doctoral student Ben Nevis Barron has researched the effects of a changing planet on the state's prison population. For one study, he spoke with inmates about hazards like extreme heat and unhealthy air.
My research participants were telling me about, you know, spending nights trying to sleep in a 100-degree cell in a puddle of their own sweat, coughing and having asthma attacks because of the smoke.
Nevis Barron says the conditions are also hazardous for corrections officers and other prison workers, and he says inmates who complain are often punished. This is CPR News and KRCC.